Chapter 4, Accessibility Achievements 2017-2020. The theme of the previous accessibility strategy launched in 2017 was embedding accessibility into our DNA. Key outcomes achieved under the guidance of the plan include: for our people, our CEO, Peter King, joined other leaders of global brands in putting disability inclusion on the business leadership agenda by signing Westpac Group up to the Valuable 500. Accessibility and inclusion have been incorporated as ongoing agenda items across senior management team forums. The Tailored Talent Program was created to help in overcoming recruitment barriers for people on the autism spectrum. The program supports neurodiversity by adapting the hiring processes to create an opportunity for candidates to showcase their skills, as the traditional interviewing process may create some barriers to participation. From the 2017 program, 8 candidates were hired, with 7 securing permanent roles and 1 pursuing further studies, and all 7 candidates are still working with us 4 years later. Auslan Sign Language capability has been enhanced through training provided to the concierge teams across major corporate sites within Australia. Developed and launched the Astro Virtual Assistant Technology Platform to support employees in answering questions from customers and finding information relevant to their job. This artificial intelligence technology augments the information provided by other support channels, including inquiries regarding lending, everyday banking, COVID-19 support, and customer care. Our inclusive design guidelines have been applied into the selection and upgrade of new and existing corporate sites. Mandatory training programs have been updated to include captioning and text alternatives with consideration for those with disabilities. In addition, captioning on videos used for internal communications across Westpac Group has been implemented. Disability confidence training has been refreshed and rolled out across the business to people leaders and customer-facing employees. For our customers, accessibility feedback channels were established on our websites to enable customers to give feedback and suggestions on their accessibility experience and needs. St George became Australia's first bank to be accredited as a dementia-friendly bank by Alzheimer's Australia. Customer-facing employees undertook specialised training, branches were audited, and their technology upgraded to enable customer accounts to be tagged with vulnerability alerts. Speech analytics capability in business and retail banking customer care was implemented to identify accessibility issues customers may face in conversations with our representatives over the phone, online, at our branches, or any of our sites. Mandated and implemented training of the National Relay Service procedures for all retail and business banking customer contact centre employees. We publicly state on our websites that we're committed to meeting at a minimum the WCAG 2.1 AA requirements by designing and testing for web accessibility. Our Westpac Next Hub promoted a user-customer-centric approach, including all users with varying abilities, accessibility requirements to review new innovative products and services and provide feedback. The dedicated Journey Lab focused on the customer life cycle, capturing customer pain points with the outcome of building innovative products and services. The newly implemented virtual assistant robots helped customers with service inquiries. Where a customer needs extra care by identifying they are deaf or hard of hearing or have disability, they are transferred to online chat bankers for human support. Our voice banking suite uses voice technology to allow customers to check account balances, recent spending history, reward point status, and make payments. Our service is an extension of the mobile banking app and is enabled through partnerships with Amazon's Alexa Voice Services and Google Assistant. This service provides an additional option for customers who have poor hand mobility due to permanent, temporary, or situational disabilities. In 2019, we won Canstar's 2019 Innovation Excellence Award for the innovative use of voice technology. We were the first major Australian bank to launch its own innovative payments, Westpac Payware. Payware is a chip inserted into a wearable accessory, or silicon keeper, linked to the customer's chosen Westpac Everyday Bank account. Wearables and our fulfillment site are accessibility compliant, allowing customers with accessibility requirements to tap with their silicone keeper instead of using their debit card or phone at payment. For events, as part of the registration process, guests now have the option to log their accessibility requirements so they can partake in the event independently. For the community, we spent more than $1.7 million with Australian disability enterprises over the past 5 years as part of our commitment to increase the number of and the amount of spend with suppliers that have strong disability foundations and commitments.
Offered career opportunities through community partnerships with the Australian Network on Disability for the Stepping Into Internship program, while working with social enterprise Jigsaw to support the long-term employment prospects for people living with disability.
The Tailored Talent program, in partnership with Specialist Stern, supports neurodiverse employees into employment. Our Matching Gifts program continued to enable Westpac Group to match eligible employee donations to charities that support people with disabilities.